Welcome to the Prosperity Game. What we're going to do today is set the context for the call and how the next 12 weeks are going to look. Then we're going to go briefly over the laws of attraction, since that is the foundation of everything we'll be talking about over the next 12 weeks. And then we're also going to be talking about the things that you will be experiencing and having. So you're each going to have three desires that you're going to welcome into your life. Some of you might find that in the first month you might get one, two, or all three and have to choose all new ones. And wouldn't that be a great problem to have? So we're going to make sure that you've chosen stuff that totally 100% thrills you, even if you don't believe that you can have that in the 12 weeks, it won't matter, because we've seen people choose things that they did not believe and they got them within the first couple of weeks. We had that happen in our last class. So, no worries. What you need to know about us is that this is a very informal class, which means at any point, at any time, you never need to ask permission to ask a question. You can stop us in the middle of anything and ask a question, because any question that you have will absolutely create learning for everybody else. I just want to set that this is a container, all of us that are on this call, is a container for a place where we get to think really big and that we focus only on what makes us feel good. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to show up on every call excited. You don't. You could come dragging your butt, feeling depressed, angry at the world if you want, and that's okay too. You don't need to put on a happy face to be here, but know that we will point your toes in the direction of what you're wanting constantly. When we catch you doing that thing that you do that holds you back from what you want, we're going to let you know. And we're going to be fierce about it, and fierce not being mean, but we're not going to let up on you because we really want you to have what you say you want to have. This is a place where you get to think big, and there are no rules except for always reaching for a thought that feels good. And sometimes if that's just stop resisting and you can't think of a thought that feels good, but it's just about sitting back in your seat and taking a deep breath, and that's what you're going to do.
By the way, those cranky times or those disconnected times are some of the juiciest points for learning for the whole group. If you're stuck or there's something going on, there is a lot of learning that comes out of that. So we really do want you to bring it so that we can help coach you through it and create learning for every one of us, including Gina and myself.
And we're sticklers for apologies. We don't want apologies. So don't apologize if you get in a bad feeling place and say, you know, I'm really sorry, everybody else. I'm just not feeling as happy as you. Don't apologize.
And we'll say, you're right. You're a sorry lot. No, we won't.
And we'll always try to keep it upbeat, whatever we do, so we can have some fun here in the midst of all this learning. What we'd like you to do before we introduce ourselves is have each of you introduce yourselves to us. And what that's going to look like is saying your name, where you're from, and why you decided to be in this prosperity game with us. So who would like to start?
I will. I'm Rita.
Okay, Rita, good.
I'm from Coral Springs, Florida. That's in South Florida. And I decided to participate because I need money.
Oh, we need the money.
Yes.
All right.
Good.
We're going to show you how to feel your way to the money.
Okay.
And then you won't be needing it anymore. You'll just be wanting it. You'll say, I love it. Bring it on.
That's what I want.
Good. Who's next?
Frank from Chicago. I'm on this call because it feels good, and I want to pick up more clients for my real estate business, and I want to pick up more clients for my book business and my speaking business. And I know that this is a good structure to have that happen.
Excellent. Thank you. Next.
This is Julie from Sunnyvale.
Good. I was just going to pick on you next, Julie.
Where are you going to pick on me?
I was.
So I've been on this call twice, and I have to say to both of you that the last time I wasn't really listening. I was still trying to do the teachings the way I've been doing my whole life. Since then, I've read the Abraham Hicks book, and somehow or another reading it in his book, I really got it. Because it had to get clear in what cases you use what. So when you're feeling this way, use this. When you're feeling that way, use that. And that really made a huge difference. So this month, we doubled sales
Right. In
the business. And so I really now know what's possible. So I'm like going, okay, anything that's in the way, get out of the way, because you know, I'm coming through, and people need what I share with the world through this business, so I really want to get out of my own way so I can make that possible for people. So that's why I'm on this call.
Excellent. Thank you. Who's next? Lori.
Oh, no, not me.
Yes, you.
I'm on this call for lots of reasons. I'm dying of curiosity to know what it is I don't know. I'm amazed by everything I've read on your sites and comments that I've heard people make. I'm just amazed. All I hear is positive things. And when I notice people who are retaking it, like the folks that are on today, it's like a positive message that they want a refresher, you know, to be tuned up or whatever. And it just seems to me like, you know, everyone that has attended this previously is unanimously positive about it. And to me, that says a lot. So I said, okay, I got to find out what's going on. I got to get in on this.
We're all getting tune-ups. We're all going in the shop.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks.
This is Carrie from Massachusetts. And I am here because I feel like I'm on the precipice of lots of opportunities, and I'm getting really bogged down in all the doing, trying to get back into the sort of being piece of that. It's also important for me to be around people who might think and talk like I do. Most of my friends and my partner think I'm just kind of crazy, and so I don't have a lot of people to sort of talk about some of the laws of attraction with, and so it's good to be back in the flow with people who will use the same language.
And maybe you are just a little bit crazy.
And that too.
Anybody that's on this call has got to be a little bit.
Thanks, Carrie.
This is Kimberly in Chicago.
Hello, Kimberly.
Now that I figured my mute out. I'm doing this for a lot of the same reasons, to be around a group of people who are also doing this work and are speaking the language, like you said, to build a support team around me for the next 90 days, to just break through what's been holding me back and see what's really possible for me to attract that being some major abundance.
Thanks.
This is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Asheville, North Carolina, and I am on this call because I love Gina and Eva. They rock. I took the class with them probably 6 months ago, and since I took the class, I've definitely seen my abundance shifting in a lot of ways, and so I'm definitely here to get tuned up and fine-tuned and just continue to keep the flow opening. And I'm excited that my business partner is on the phone with me, too, because we found that in just a few short months of us being together, work is no longer work. It's fun and it's easy and we're making money. It's great. So I'm glad to be here.
We are happy you're here.
And I'll take that as my entree. I'm Sherry from Asheville, sitting in the same room with Elizabeth.
Okay.
And as of 5 minutes ago, was not planning to be on the call, and now here I am. I have taken a class with you guys before. What I've experienced with the law of attraction in my own reading is really changing my life. Again, to echo what other folks have said, to be in community around that, and to see, and also to do this with my business partner is very appealing. So I'm delighted to be here. Delighted to be here.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. You're obviously very spontaneous.
Absolutely.
Got my MO. Ready, fire, aim.
Ready, yes. Aim. Yeah, ready, fire, aim. That's the name of a workshop that Elizabeth and I just did. That's too funny, Eva.
Oh.
Was it based on Eva's life?
Yeah, we forgot to send her the royalties. So sorry.
All right.
All right. So did anybody else join in that hasn't said hello?
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hi,
I made
Karen.
It on the call. How are you?
Good.
I'm sorry for music in the background. I found the quietest place I knew, so I'll try to stay on mute mostly. But I'm glad to be here. And the thing that attracted me to this particular call was there were some things for me that were keeping me stuck, and I wasn't really sure what they were. And I've been able to work through a lot of that. So that's pretty exciting, and I feel like I'm in a very good space for this. So I'm ready to put systems in order and have fun and move business forward and all of that. So that's it for now.
Okay.
This is Lori, if I can interrupt to say, after hearing Elizabeth talk, it occurred to me that it was her email that she sent me that sealed the deal for me. Hearing her talk was exactly how she wrote, and she just wrote me a very nice email about you two ladies and what a great class this is and what a great deal it is. So that's all.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, obviously we attract very wonderful people around us. So, Eva, do you want to introduce yourself quickly for,
well,
let's
sure.
see.
For those that don't know me, I'm Eva Gregory, and I have been coaching since about 1998, have my own coaching business, recently wrote my book, The Feel Good Guide to Prosperity, and that's sort of been consuming for me lately. It's now out in every possible format that you can have it, plus a companion workbook. So that and just being in radio interviews and that kind of thing. So that and this is my biggest focus these days. And then, of course, Gene and I have been doing this business together since about, 5 years now.
Yeah. Eva and I have one of the greatest partnerships on the planet, and it's
totally.
Been the funnest thing ever. And that's the only reason that we keep doing the Prosperity Game is it's extremely fun for us to play together. And part of what makes this class so fun is that we do have a specific lesson every week, but it's also free form. We don't follow a script. So it's really whatever you all are calling forth and you want to learn about is what we're basically going to talk about. And that's what keeps it fresh for us and on our toes. I also have a coaching business, and I don't even remember what year I started. This is definitely my pleasure. I'm glad that you all made your way into this class because we're going to have a blast.
And I just want to say specifically to Elizabeth and Sherry that when you introduced yourself and we found that you were going to be on the call, I got very excited because Gina and I, of course, we've created what we do together based on our understanding of these laws, and it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. I'm very excited for the two of you and your business.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Great. So now we're going to turn it back over to each of you in a moment, but first we're going to cover the laws of attraction. I know that most of you all know it, but just as a refresher, because it's so simple. Everything that we want is at the touch of our fingertips. I want to say that no matter what you've known up until this point, whether you've really worked with the laws of attraction ferociously and made it your practice every day, or you haven't, it doesn't matter. What has happened up until this point is actually irrelevant to what happens from this moment forward. So it would be really great if you could metaphorically just wash off the slate in front of you, like you see, you have a nice, clean canvas to create whatever you want to create. It doesn't matter how you've been before or how fast or slow things have come to you, if you've been successful or so-so successful or extremely successful and now you've had a down slump, none of that matters. What matters is that you're all starting really fresh, and you're all starting with the magic wand in your hand, knowing that all you really have to do is wave it. And you can't wave, you don't ever wave a magic wand unless you know what you're waving it for. You're wanting something, right? That's the only reason you pick up the magic wand and you wave it in front of you. So every time you're wanting something, you're wanting it from a new, clean, fresh place. So who wants to kind of set the tone for us and give us the laws of attraction? Have one of you explain it for us.
The law of attraction is you attract positive stuff. You're thinking positive thoughts and feeling positive thoughts. You attract negative stuff if you're feeling negative thoughts and thinking negative thoughts.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about the third law, the law
allowing.
Of allowing.
Allowing?
Mm-hmm.
Just let it happen. You know, you've done the work. You have... The allowing is going and having fun, allowing what you've set out there, your intention, to be fulfilled, and then not being doubtful or worrisome that it's going to come to you. It's basically just, all right, I've set this out there, let it happen.
Excellent. Eva was telling me something important this morning. Eva, I'd love for you to share it again about making choices.
Yes.
Decisions, yes.
Oh, yes. When you're making decisions, it's about making the decision, whatever it is. There are no right or wrong decisions. Just make your decision and make it right. And what I'm saying about that is focus on how you want it to be. I was listening to an Abraham CD this morning talking about that, and they were talking about how people will make a decision, and then they'll question the decision.
or they'll start to worry about it, or did they make the right decision? And all of that stuff starts to muddle the energy, and really it is no right or wrong to it. It's just about making the decision and feeling good about what you want to come from it, going to the essence of what that is, and that's it. And then, of course, what you're talking to, Frank, being in that space and trusting that it's coming is then stepping into the law of allowing. But really, make your decisions and make them right. Don't be dilly-dallying or wishy-washy about them.
Like, no, if you said yes to something, then it is the right thing. And that's what Eva talks about when she's make it right, mm-hmm. means just know it was the perfect thing. Even if you change your mind a half an hour later, then that choice is right. And you'll just continually be making choices. And that really speaks to the third law, which is the third law of allowing, because what you're doing is you're really following your impulses and your intuition and following the inspired action. I'm not going to sit down and say, I'm really in the mood for a movie right now. And I go to the movies, and I'm in the middle of the theater, and 10 minutes in, I think, it's got 20 other things I should be doing right now. I don't get up and leave. I just enjoy the movie. And so you're going to be constantly following those whims and never questioning the place that you're at. If you're wanting something different, then you make another choice. So we're really going to be having you practice really following your gut and giving yourself permission to do that, because if it's the thing you chose, then it is the right thing. So going back to you, Crystalline, what you were talking about before, if you're so enjoying not really working really very much right now, there's no need to question it. It's really just fine right now. And then when you're really ready for clients, then you'll start doing something else. But in the meantime, there's no need to question. You're doing exactly the right thing for where you're at this red hot moment.
So really, if you understand that there are no exceptions to these laws in the universe, no exceptions, then if you can remember putting your focus on what you do want rather than what you don't want, the law of deliberate creation saying if you do find yourself in a place that you don't want to be, just be willing to reach for thoughts that feel better. It's all about shifting your energy and then relaxing. That's the law of allowing, knowing that it's coming. And you know it's coming if you're feeling good. And if you're not, it's not about beating yourself up or having judgment about it. It's just noticing, I'm not feeling so good about that right now. What would I prefer to feel? That simple. That's it. That's the work. And now we get 12 weeks of doing that.
If there's any place of, quote, stuckness where you find yourself getting stuck or it feels like you're not moving forward on one of your three desires, I want to encourage each of you to be looking at it as an opportunity. Sometimes we find that we are following the laws of attraction, we're monitoring how we feel, we keep shifting, we're aware that we're following our intuition and we're following our inspired thoughts and it's still not happening. What you want to pay attention to is there are probably some undercurrents, meaning things that you think way back in the back of your mind somewhere. They may not even be real prominent. They may be real subtle, so you're not noticing it. But I want you to use any stuckness as an opportunity to find out, what is my mode of operation here? What is it that's running underneath that I'm not noticing? There is something. There's something I am doing or thinking or being that is getting in my way, and I'm not aware of it. And you start being a detective around it in a light way, not making yourself wrong for being stuck, because being stuck is an opportunity. This is where we're really, you were talking about tune-up before. That's called fine-tuning. And it's an opportunity to get really masterful at staying on track for what you want. So I think now is a good time to start clarifying your desires. So what it's going to look like is you're going to each give us your three desires that you're going to have by the end of this class, or way before the end of our 12 weeks together. You want to make them something so when they happen, they put the biggest, fattest smile on your face, and you'll be doing the happy dance because you're so joyful. We might do a little coaching around them, or we might just, if we don't say anything to you, that means we feel that you're in alignment with what you're saying and it feels good to us. And some of you may find that you go first, and then after everybody's done, you want to change them after listening to everybody else. It gave you some good ideas, or maybe you thought you were playing too small, or you want to define it more, and that's okay too. So who would like to start us off? who's really clear what they want to create in this class?
I'll start off again. It's Rita.
Okay, Rita.
Let's see, goal one. Consistently receiving a minimum of $10,000 per month. And goal two, having plenty of free time to do the things I want each day, a minimum of 2 hours per day. And then goal three, having all my outstanding debts paid other than the mortgage.
Okay. Debt paid in full. How does it feel?
Oh, that would feel good.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Who's next? Elizabeth, great, thank you.
You're welcome. My first goal is I would like to be averaging about $7,000 a month. My second goal is I want to hire an assistant, but I'm not clear about if I want part or full-time and what it looks like. So I need help with that. And then goal three is I want to be able to take a day a week off. So I only want to be working 4 days a week to generate income, and I want 3 days a week for whatever I want to do.
Well, can't you just make a choice right now that from this point forward you only work 4 days a week? Is there more to it than that?
I think there's more to it than that because I don't have enough hours in the day. Although maybe if I hire an assistant, it would be easy to take a day a week off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Okay.
It's called leveraging.
Yeah, it is.
Because I want to speak to this for a second because there's not anybody here who probably doesn't have a ton to do. And I could actually hole up in my house for 6 months and not ever leave and never get bored. I know that. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to do it. So there's a choice. And the choice is I can get all that I need to get done in 4 days in my work week. Period. And then what happens out of that choice is you start working 4 days a week and time will expand in those 4 days a week. You will start looking to what you really want to do and taking the inspired actions and knowing that from that you'll get the results that you want. You don't need to work more than 4 days a week. And you could do the same thing if you said 2 days a week or 1 day a week. So that's actually a mental choice, and then emotionally you have to trust that.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to need to work on my resistance around that because I'm feeling it in my body thinking, well, when I first was coaching, I was only working 4 days a week, but I wasn't making the money and having as much fun as I am now, and so therefore if I work 5 days a week, I will make more money and have more fun. I need to change my old tape.
You're going to start requiring more days of work to make more money, and that's not true.
That's a bad story to hold.
Oh, yeah, we don't want that. That's a bad story.
No. The story that you want to make up is the less time I work, the more fun I have and the more money I make. And you'll be making choices where you actually leverage your time. I mean, you're a business person now, and that means Eve and I were just talking about this. So it's fresh in my mind. We're creating an agenda for talking about breaking the rules of business. One of the rules is you know, I have to work more in order to make more. And that's just self-void mentality. It's not true. In fact, that'll work against you. It'll have you think small rather than big. And big, when you're a business owner, you're leveraging your time versus being a self-employed person actually is like an employee of their own business, and they work just as hard as an employee who works for somebody else, and probably even more. They're the hardest working quadrant of all.
Robin, my other half, he has a T-shirt that says, "The less I work, the more I make."
I like it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean I need a new goal then?
Well, once you make your choice, you will. So,
okay, I'll listen to everybody else and then I'll think about it.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Who's next?
This is Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And my first goal is to average $8,000 a month from my work. I would like to write the majority of my book/workbook that I have an outline for. And I would like to have my outstanding debt paid.
I have a question about the book.
Sure.
You want it completely written? Where do you want to be in 12 weeks?
Well, I wonder. I guess I have to stop asking if it's real to get it done in 12 weeks.
I did my book in 90 days.
All right. Then I want to write it.
All of you, I want you to just notice the stories that you're holding. These are your old patterns, right?
Yeah.
And it's typical. I mean, we all do this. And that's why we have 12 weeks together, so we can bust through these. But notice the stories that we hold. And we do get to make up new stories because they are nothing but stories. And the only reason they become reality is because we keep focusing on that story. So if you want a new story, let's start to create that right now so that over this 12-week period you can prove to yourself that you can live a completely different story.
And I would like to write my.
Okay. Excellent.
I want to go back to Rita for 2 seconds because this just made my mind start thinking. Rita, one of your goals is the same exact thing as Elizabeth and about your free time.
Right.
You just have to claim it, and that's more of a habit over anything else. It's just a habit to discipline yourself, and I stop at this time, or I create my 2 hours in the beginning of the day, or the end, or the middle, or wherever you want. It's a choice, and it's something that you can have immediately, just, you know, starting today.
So long as I do it.
Well, that's right.
Doing it and not letting the other things interfere.
This is to make the decision and make it right.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Who's next? Don't be shy, people. You will know each other intimately.
This is Julie.
Yes.
I may need help with this because what I'm a presence to and what people are sharing is there's something in me that always feels like I need to sell more of my time out to make more money. So when I think about the goals or whatever that I want, I'm thinking about how to slice up more of myself. So what I really want is to make more money by working less. I guess I'm really wanting to focus on, like, residual income or something that generates income without it requiring me present there looking at somebody. Does that make sense?
It makes great sense, and you're perfectly set up for that in your business. It's so easy for you to leverage your time in your business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a shop. You can bring in a million different things.
Right. So I have fear and resistance around doing that. And so that's what keeps me from doing that thing.
So what would you be proud to say at the end of 12 weeks?
At the end of 12 weeks would be that the classes that I teach would be full and almost like where there's waiting room to get into the next class that forces the next class to come about. So that basically I'm with more people at one time as opposed to individual people all throughout the day for little bits of time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Little bits of time. Also, we just started a Creative Sparks newsletter to give people creative inspiration at home. I'd love to have 100 people registered, paid in full to receive that at their home. And there's something here, and I think I'm still working it out about wanting to get I want a contract to go into either hospitals or places where there's caregivers is what comes to mind, where I go in and work with them on site, like 3 times a week or once a week, where the contract is like either a grant or something so that it's a regular kind of check thing that happens.
So you want a juicy contract to work off site?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the 100 registered for?
The newsletter, our Creative Sparks newsletter.
Okay. Excellent. How do those feel?
Yeah, it feels really good. Like I go, yeah, so I can see like all the faces around the table at the class, and it's full, and they're so excited. I have to, you know, create another class. It's so good, good problem to have, you know, to just make more time to be with people.
Great. Thanks. Who's next?
This is Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sell my house for way more than anyone would think was possible, particularly my husband, and then buy a home.
Tell me how much would thrill you over the asking price, or is there a minimum, or how do you want to put this?
I'm not so sure because I'm not even exactly sure what like the going price is, so.
You want to do it for like $5,000 over, $10,000, $20,000?
No, like $20,000.
Okay. Sell for over $20,000. I want to tell you, this has been a common goal in this class.
I love that.
And we've even had people who got coaching on the amount their realtor was trying to tell them to sell it less from what they felt, and they stuck to their guns, and they got it. So I really want you to be getting wildly excited about the offer that's going to be presented to you.
Okay.
I just want you to know that in our last class, in the first 2 weeks of the class, this was a goal of one of the gals in that class, and she had the first person that came to see the house, fell in love with it, offered them more than what they were asking, and they closed. It can
wow.
be that simple.
Well, I started getting a little hung up on that goal because I need it to happen. Like, I'm not going to be moving out of here at the very end of the 12 weeks. And I'm like, well, I could still sell it before then.
Oh, yeah.
So you can set your intention that it gets sold in perfect timing for everybody involved.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And see, do you notice now you don't have to figure out the how? You've got your intention and the universe will order
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Mm.
So that is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to have that done with. And it just be so easy.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always is incredible to me because I had the same goal, Kimberly, when I sold my house, and it was the first person who made an offer.
Mm-hmm.
There was no bidding war, and yet they still gave us over, and I'm thinking, that's funny. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your second goal?
Then to purchase a home.
Okay.
In California.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then my third one is optimum health, and then I saw your little sassy guideline, which is not very specific. You know, and I struggle with that. You know, I don't. It's not about like losing weight anymore. It's just about feeling good and energetic. Each time I take on, you know, a new goal, I always take my health up to a better level, and I want to make it even better. So I wasn't sure exactly how to put that into a real specific.
What do you want more than anything around your health?
And more energy.
More energy, and if you had more energy, how would you notice it? Like,
how would we all know?
Impact you?
It wouldn't be such a chore to get just things done. I feel more inspired more often than not.
Okay, to give you a hint, that part right there is not about health. That's about the choices that you're making and how you're feeling about what you're choosing that's going to give you energy. Like, have you ever, I notice, if I'll start feeling tired, I'm going to ground school right now to be a pilot, and I tell you, I've got the teacher yawning an hour before class is supposed to be out, and then as soon as I leave, I've got energy. Okay, I feel like going out and having a cocktail now. Who can I call on the phone? I'm not geared up, but it was because I'm working my brain, I'm in a resistant place, I'm trying to figure something out, and it's about what I'm doing versus if I have, I'm not really tired. It's what I'm doing and how I'm focused on it, which is giving me energy or not. It's not your health.
It's like the chapter in my book, Be Inspired, Not Tired.
Wow. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kimberly, it's either you have another health goal or it's about practicing choosing what you really want to do, making choices that are very fulfilling in every moment.
Okay.
You want to think about it for a moment?
Mm-hmm, I do, thanks.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Frank, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I'm not 100% clear yet, but as I've been listening, I'm getting more and more clear. I'm not going to go for numbers. So it looks like I want to be outrageously happy, joyful, and in love with people. I want to have a lot of fun doing as many radio interviews, just joyful, fun radio interviews that cause sales on the Internet, cause fun stuff to happen around Why Wait, Create Your Soulmate Now. I want to have real estate business, listings, and buyers, like just attract wonderful listings, people who want to sell their home, and people who want to buy a home. And just have fun working with them. Just have a lot of fun serving them, a lot of fun helping them, a lot of fun getting them what they want. Just a lot of fun. So I'd say those are my three goals. I had thought about to add to those three things, the underlying theme is to do the activities that I love to do that cause sales and just keep doing more of them. You know, if it's me helping someone get a cat out of a tree and it's causing a sale, fine. I just want to do it, you know. I love sales. And I came to that a, awakening this morning. I just like sales. You know, I don't care if it's anything. I just like the idea of it.
There's something that's coming to me as you're talking, and that is that there is a third goal. I don't know what it is, but the outrageously happy with people is the beingness that actually will give you the other two goals.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that it's your how-to. Like, how are you going to get lots of interviews and have sale books and have lots of sales and listings for houses is to be outrageously happy with people. That's your how-to.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to put that beside those two.
Okay.
So I think there's another desire that you can put in there. Because what I'm really getting is you really want to be light about all this.
I really want to be light about this. I just want to be happy. Serving people, I don't know.
Okay. So maybe there's only two goals.
I just realized this, too, that I want to know what to ask. You know how you run out of a point where you can't describe what you want? You don't really know what you want? Because obviously in the law of attraction, if you know what you want, you get it. I want to know what to want. I want to know what to want when I don't know what I want. Like effortlessly. Oh, I don't know what I want. Well, then next thing you know, like 5 minutes later, I know exactly what I want.
Okay, so you just want clarity.
I want clarity.
Okay. Perfect.
Like with Why Wait, Create Your Soulmate, I always focused on the numbers, and all I got was heartache. Just I felt terrible. You guys understand where I'm coming from. And I felt terrible. I don't want to focus on a number. I want to focus on, like, where do I go? Where do I take it to the next level and have a blast doing it? Like, I was on a radio interview a couple weeks back. It was extraordinary. I mean, I couldn't sleep. The next day I was worn out because I was so excited from a half-hour radio interview. You know, I want more of that. And then just where it comes to be normal for me to go give a radio interview. You know?
Perfect. I think we have you. Yours is just about being happy and getting the results by having a joyful time. And that's really what the soul class is about.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lori.
Hi. This is uncomfortable for me to do here.
Good.
No, that's not good. Well, one thing I would like to do is to sell this car that I have parked in my garage that's been there for 5-6 months now that I need to get rid of. I bought it from my daughter so that she could leave the country and take care of her life, and I bought it thinking, you know, fine, I'll just turn around and sell it, no big deal. Well, it's a bigger deal than I thought it would be, and I have incurred all this debt when I bought it from her that's costing me money as time goes. So I just...
So you want to sell it for a certain price?
Well, that would be ideal. I feel like I'm being greedy to say that. You know, part of me just says sell the car.
Be greedy. Be very greedy. There's no compromising on any of the things that you ask for in this class, and it's really not about greed in a negative way. It's about you, every single person here, gets to have anything they want. No kidding.
Okay.
So get rid of the story that it's greedy and that kind of stuff and ask for what you want.
Okay. If I could sell it for $19,000, that would reimburse me for all the costs. And I'd break even and I'd be thrilled.
Okay,
I'd be ecstatic.
We're going to let you know that it's not if you could. It's now I am selling the car for $19,000.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, what's your second goal?
To get reimbursed for loans I have passed out to various folks to where I've drained my savings. And I feel secure that, you know, doing this was the right thing to do and that they will pay me back. I would just like it to be sooner than later.
And would you care if they repaid your loans if you were raking in money from all different kinds of places and you could replenish your savings? Would it matter if those particular people paid you back?
Nope, it wouldn't.
So is the goal really about rebuilding your savings?
Yes, that's exactly right, because I had a savings that I felt okay about, and now I have none.
Okay, how much would you like in your savings at the end of the 12 weeks?
Oh, $35,000 would put me back where I was.
Okay.
Okay. Jeez, this is wild. The last thing is a learning thing that I need to do. I don't know if it's a habit. I don't know if it's a skill. I don't know if it's a basic get your act together kind of thing. But I need to learn how to take charge or get a grip of billing you know, the practice of billing people for your services. It's my black hole, and I need to stop that.
Is it the way that you, is it that you're not doing it at all, or you don't like the way that you're doing it?
It's that I don't do it at all because for the same reasons that I feel greedy asking for $19,000 for this car, which will break me even, I feel greedy saying, there, you know, now pay me. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so there's a pattern here.
Yeah.
With everything. This is another one of those where you get to now make the decision and make it right. And we'll be working with you on this.
Okay.
So what will this look like when you've arrived? I feel like this one could happen really fast.
It would look like that I would be in a regular time frame that's predictable, expected, current. Current is the key word, current.
So you'll have a billing system.
Yes.
And how will you feel about this?
I would feel like I finally got my act together after working independently for 25 years. I finally got my act together. It'd be wonderful.
Okay, and it doesn't matter if it's taken 25 years. You know, this is what Gina was talking about at the front of the call. This is a white canvas. And the great news about laws of attraction is no matter what you've done before or not done before, every moment, if you choose, can be a whole new beginning. So there's no baggage.
Okay.
It's just a whole new beginning. That's definitely a make a decision and make it right. But there is a being space that I feel is going to be the shift for you.
Which is?
Well, there's something about your asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
And worthiness, deserving, value traded, something around that. I'm not sure what it is. What would you say it is?
Run those choices by me again?
I don't want to put words in your mouth. It feels like there's something like you feel uncomfortable asking for money, even though you provided a service.
Right, I do.
Okay, so there's a worthiness issue or a value, the value that you perceive of yourself or something like that.
It's worthiness.
Must be.
Okay.
It must
because
be.
I know you know your worth. And I know that you're good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about allowing people to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not taking any, it's understanding also that if you receive, you're not taking away from anybody.
Oh.
I mean, it's you get to receive, and it's a glorious thing, period, in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody gives you something, you say, oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Because believe me, you are providing a huge service. People are not going to be able to go ahead and focus and be successful in their businesses if they don't use what you have. And people choose you no matter what it is you're choosing to charge because they want you and your quality of work that you provide.
Mm-hmm.
So they're happy. You've got to see people. They've made the choice.
Mm-hmm.
They want you or they wouldn't be at working with you.
I tend to be my worst with people that I confidentially know. They don't have the money, they can't afford it, whatever. They're having
something right now, all of you who are in business, everybody's got money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you know about them, and you've seen their book, you've seen their bank account, everybody has access to money. When they want something, I mean, I don't care what state I'm in of financially. If I want something, I don't even think about the price.
Right.
You know, I need to go get my legs waxed today. Nothing in the bank account. Doesn't matter.
Go figure it out anyway.
Yeah, you're right. I find myself sometimes saying, you know, that's not my concern. Because when
it's
I have
not.
Debt,
great.
You know, it's my problem to pay my debt. It's not someone else's problem. But I sit there and I end up always being the one to say, well, okay, you know, I can wait, and then it becomes Neverland.
Your big focus for this class is to allow yourself to receive, is really what it is. To know that you are worthy and you get to receive. That's it. Period.
Okay.
That's how it will show up, is you're going to allow yourself to let go of the car and receive the money. You're going to allow yourself to receive money to put in your savings, and you're going to allow yourself to create a billing system.
Yeah.
Because what you say then is, I am worthy, and I honor myself, and I honor other people.
Okay.
It doesn't serve anybody to let anybody off the hook.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Sounds wonderful to me. Superb.
Okay, Sherry.
Okay. I have four.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have one I need to work on. I want I will have
Yay.
10 new speaking clients, 10 new clients who will hire me as a speaker that I will not have to market to, for a total of $35,000 in fees.
So really, you wouldn't care if you got 4 clients and they paid you altogether $35,000, right?
Right.
Okay, so then can
we... The key pieces there are the money, the $35,000, and that I don't have to sit down and do those kind of sales calls. I'm not Frank. I don't like sales. I need Frank. So
I say
I'm a speaker.
Like sales. Everybody likes sales. It's just we don't like it when we think there's something in particular that we have to do that we don't like to get the sale.
Yeah, okay.
Because you sell people all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to see this movie. It's so great. I loved it. Honey, you look divine in that dress. You have to buy it.
Jiminy, I do. Okay. That's huge. I do sales all the time.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
I just did. Boy, that's a huge gem. Okay.
So really, we remember how we talked before about we're always making up these rules about
mm-hmm.
how to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. And one of your rules that you've had, obviously, is you have to do certain kinds of marketing techniques in order to get a sale, and that's not true.
Right.
That's an old school rule.
Mm-hmm.
Works for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you.
Not for me. Okay.
Yeah. Marketing sucks. That's what I say.
My tattoo. You read my tattoo? Okay, so that's the first one.
Okay.
That's clear enough, I guess?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then the one that I almost don't put down here because I just know in my heart it's going to come true, but I'm attracting the perfect assistant that's fabulous at marketing, or maybe I'll change that word, and the details, and they're a lot of fun to be with. So.
All right. Maybe we suggest Lori, who's on the phone now.
Okay. Hi, Lori.
Hello, hello. I was thinking when Frank was talking that he should be working with, I forget who it is that wants to sell her house. And
mm-hmm.
that's what this call is all
about. Great.
Well, this call is all about everybody getting matched up.
I mean, that's really true. I want you to all, if you know, if you've heard somebody on the phone and you know that you can offer a resource, please do. And remember that we're all just offering, you're checking things out because, let's say, Sherry, you talk to Lori, and let's say Lori's not the perfect fit, but Lori knows someone who is the perfect fit. You just got to be following all of the impulses here.
Right.
If you've got a new assistant and your cohort in crime over there, Elizabeth, also fell in with them, then you knock that one out right away.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's what we're attracting as we speak, is that
good.
One perfect person.
Excellent.
So that one feels really, really good. The third one is a little more foggy. It's around writing. One way I've phrased it here is I want to write with ease and joy, and it's well received, but I don't know if I can measure that. Or perhaps I need to look at what it is that I want to have written. That's what I really want. I don't want to write. I want to have written. My easing is out with ease, or the outline of my book is created. There's a goal around writing, but I can't flesh it out.
Do you
is
want
it your
to
wanting?
Write?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a really good question. It may be one of those shoulds.
I think it's a rule.
It does sound like a should.
Oh, but you can't be a, you know, the story. Every speaker has a book, and people tell me I'm a good writer when I actually do it. So there is...
I don't know. Eve and I were getting tons of interviews and speaking before we even thought of doing a book.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely some shoulds in there.
I would love to pay the person to write for me.
There you go.
That's what I mean by have written. If I could find a way to get my thoughts on paper, but it not have to be from my hand.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Two things on that. Is I hear you saying you want to find your voice.
No, that's not exactly what I was saying. I want to have what I say on paper.
Get Dragon Speaking Software.
Hmm?
There's a program that you can record into.
Oh, it's a software.
It's
okay.
Dragon Speaking Software, and it'll download all the stuff. It'll basically record your voice and put it on paper.
Oh.
It's cool.
Who said that?
Sorry, I'm familiar with it. It is pretty nifty.
Does it know country slang?
You
can train it.
Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt like that, but I thought I heard something that could forward that.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah. To go back to your question about it being a should, I've been aware for the past 6 months that I'm either not fully stepping into something that has the potential to be really joyful for me, like writing, or it's a huge should. I vacillate between the two.
So and what if you just let that one find you rather than you finding it and choose something else?
Okay.
Because let me tell you something. When you're inspired, you won't be questioning it.
Yeah. Okay.
It just feels like a little more clarity to come from that.
Okay.
Yeah, when you land on it, you won't even have to effort about thinking about writing. You will just write.
Or you'll have someone else do it for you or whatever, but the clarity will come.
So remove that from as a goal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's huge. Okay.
How does it feel to let it go?
I'm hanging on to it pretty tightly over here, but...
What would happen if you don't write right now?
Well, I'm not writing right now, so things would be as they are.
Nothing would change.
What would happen if I don't write?
Yeah.
It goes to questioning my validity as a speaker, as probably the easiest way to have credibility is to have been printed, even if you're self-published. That's sort of credibility to the...
Oh, it sounds like you must have heard that from somebody.
Oh, I go to all the conferences. Yes.
Then it must be true.
Then it must be true, yeah. And they're speakers, yeah. It's the huge party line in the speaking industry of the people I'm around.
And I'm going to tell you, the reason why that is so is because people believe that. And if you don't believe that you need it, then you won't. What will happen is you will start speaking, people will start listening, and if there is a book to be written, you will be inspired to write it. But I do not have a book. I have an e-book that came from a tape. I don't have a book, but I definitely have credibility in my industry. I just now got an idea to write a book, and it sounds fabulous because it's not a book. And yet I can write manuals all day long. It's a made-up rule. I just want you to acknowledge it for what it is. It is a made-up rule. That in order to have credibility as a speaker, you need a book. It's not true.
It's only true to those that believe it.
Okay, can I ask you one more question? Because
mm-hmm.
closely related to my belief about this book is the belief about writing in general, being published, writing articles, being seen, you know, that as a way, as a marketing piece. And I have similar resistance. Not as big of a story, but, well, I don't know, that I have to write in order to speak. That's bigger.
Wow.
And is that really true?
I don't know. It appears true as I look around at other speakers. It appears to be true to me.
A lot of things appear to be true, but doesn't mean that they're true.
But when you start to get curious about the idea of people being successful as speakers without books, those kinds of people will start to show up in your experience. But right now you're so focused on the other that you're proving yourself. I mean, everything we do is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you say something won't work, you know, it won't work for you. And it will be true. And someone else can absolutely expound on all the reasons it does work and works very well, and for them it will be true.
Credibility is established when you think you're credible, period. You can write a book and still not be credible and still not get chosen to be on stage. Credibility is something that comes from within and you exude out as if you are the best, as if you are an expert in what you're talking about, period. I laugh all the time because I know people give themselves titles, including myself, the Extreme Abundance Coach. Who called me that? Me.
Okay.
You know, that's true. I mean, because I've always called myself the Extreme Prosperity Coach. Prosperity is my word, right? Well, I'm now doing interviews, and I'm being introduced as the International Prosperity, and I'm going, oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
So we're going to, I want you to, this is going to be a little breakthrough, a side event over here. But I'm wanting you to choose another, a different goal.
Okay.
Why? Because you're going to get clarity on the other one. It's going to be percolating, and you're going to have this huge relief aha moment with it. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen to you. So what else do you want?
Well, the fourth one I had written down came to me only hearing other people talk about working less. I have two young kids, heavy demand, and I'm working too much. So either a shorter work week.
What would be delightful?
25 hours a week or 4 days a week or time for myself.
So 4 days a week or 25 hours a week? What feels best?
What is that? 25 hours a week? Is that 3 days? 4 days?
It doesn't matter. You could spread it out however much you want.
3 days.
Well, I'd like to work 4 days a week. I'd like to have a full day off.
Okay. And so it is.
Okay.
I like the way she just says, ta-da, that's it.
But
it.
Okay. One more, make a decision and make it right. We're done.
Okay. That was easy.
Excellent. Good job.
That's scary to say, but okay.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what you've heard about Eva and I, but I have to tell you that the year that I tripled my income was the year that I took my work week down from like 60-plus hours a week to 3 days a week.
Wow. It can be done. Can be done. And then when she did it, I said, I'm having something. She's having.
And if you would have asked me, I mean, I worked with coaches for 2 years who were trying to get me to calm down. I was just literally a frantic mess, and they were like, you need to be on drugs, Gina, because you have an extreme case of ADD. And I said, no, I just stressed out. And it's only scary up until the point in which you choose. And as soon as you experience a couple of weeks of 4 days only working, you're going to get really used to it, and you're going to cut it down to 3 days. And it's all going to be okay.
Working 4 days a week, and I love it.
It's just a choice.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who are looking for more time in your schedule, like Elizabeth and Sherry, it's really about time expands for me. I have more than enough time to have everything that I want. There is time for myself, and there is time for my kids, period. So there.
Take that.
Before Eva gives you the prosperity game, which is going to be your daily connection to prosperity, I just want to say a couple things about sharing. And that is, by the end of the day, hopefully, Sherry, I need to talk to you when we're done so I can get all your information. We'll get everybody's email, and then I'll send all of your desires out to the entire group. When we send that out, copy all of those email addresses, because what we want you to do from here on out is, when you're sending out your gifts for the week, if you're wanting coaching via email, you're going to send it all to the whole group. Because what will happen is there's going to be learning in everything. Every single thing we do is going to be learning. So unless it's utterly private and you just want to send it to either Eve and I or both of Eve and I, please send it to the whole group. And then when we respond, we'll respond to the whole group and everybody can get the learning. Plus, this is a container of amazing support. Sometimes I don't even need to do the coaching by the time I see the email because there's...
I know, they've done. They've just handled it.
They're all responding to each other, so I just want to make sure that's in place. And anything and everything goes. We are here to support you, so please use us and use the group. We're all fabulous resources for each other. We like to see your responses to the gifts to unwrap to the group. You know, so if there's questions and inquiries, type your inquiries to the group. Any questions about anything up to this point?
I want to land on my third goal. This is Kimberly.
Yay!
You know, I had shied away from... Actually, the first thing I wrote was it was a being, and I think this is what you were saying. It's going to be a check-in for me. What I wrote was to easily and naturally communicate lovingly, positively, with truth and respect. And kind of that, I got that idea from one of your goals, Gina, is that was, you know, around the whole gossiping. I just want to really be talking positively with respect to people and catch myself if anything to the contrary is happening. And so I love the way that you set up the calls, you know, to speak from something that's positive and only that. And so I think that's how I'm going to be able to check in with myself during this time. And, you know, am I communicating lovingly? Am I communicating with truth and respect, And I have to add that respect there, because sometimes what might feel like the truth for me wouldn't be respectful to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, that not actually being one of my goals, is I want to attract money too. I don't really have a source, a major, like a job. I do have a few things in place where I could generate some money from that. I just want to receive it from just crazy wild ways. You know, I mean, we were at Chili's the other night, and the cutest little manager came over, and he said, you know, if you go home and you fill out this online, you know, survey, you could win, and our server could win, you know, and it was just a cute thing. I'm like, why not? You know, I can totally get $25,000 doing that. And I would have thought, yeah, right, like they even pay that, you know, before I'd done some of this work. And I want to get a big, huge lump sum back from my taxes. I want to be able to just attract different kinds of crazy ways of getting money in. And then some of the residual things I have out there will just all of a sudden start coming into me.
Okay, how much?
That's where I'm struggling with what to even put as a number there, because I'm so... That's the other piece of this whole game, which I hear you saying you're going to talk about, is that the checkbook thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so ignorant about numbers and finances and how to, you know... Doesn't matter. Good.
No, you're just making up a number. If it's to come in wild and crazy ways, then the number that you receive can also be wild and crazy. It's just fun.
Yeah. All right. So
if you're not making anything, you know, if you're not receiving anything now, it doesn't matter anyways. This is all, you would be delighted with this.
Sure.
You don't have to, because you're not going to go out and make it. You're going to attract it.
Attract it and receive it. I love what you were saying about that receiving, too. So... And, you know, different yet even from earning it and, you know, working for it, just receiving it. Well, I'll put out there $25,000.
Excellent.
Okay, excellent. Now, I'm just going to tell you all a quick story, as some of you may have heard, with someone that was at an Abraham seminar, and she got up in the hot seat to talk to Abraham and was saying that she decided she was going to put these laws to really high impact, and she decided that she was going to attract $30,000.
My favorite story of yours.
Yes. And she had no idea where it was going to come from, but without attachment. But she would go through her day being very curious. I wonder where my $30,000 is coming from. And she would pass a jewelry store. Maybe it's coming from a diamond that I'm going to get. And then an armored car went by. Maybe it's going to fall out of the truck and I'll be able to have it. But she was having fun with it. Notice that she wasn't serious. And she kept asking daily, wonder where my $30,000 is coming from. And she was telling her friends, I wonder where my $30,000 is coming from. And she called a friend of hers, and her friend said, you're never going to guess what happened. She said, what? She said, I just won the lottery. She said, no way. She said, yes. And she said, you mean that's where my $30,000 is coming from? And her friend said, yes.
Wow.
True story.
Wow.
Wow.
So hold that thought.
Yeah, all right.
Hold that thought. Now, in record time, Eva is
it'll be
to the prosperity game.
Yes. Okay, so for those of you who are not aware of the game, this is going to be your daily structure, and today is day one. You're going to get a checkbook register. You're going to use Quicken. You're going to use QuickBooks. You can use Excel. You can use old checks. I don't care how you play the game. Whichever way is most convenient and fun for you. And today, in your prosperity account, you're going to deposit $1,000. And by the end of today, you're to spend that $1,000 any way you want to. Tomorrow, you're going to deposit $2,000, and by the end of the day, you are to spend that $2,000. On day three, you'll deposit $3,000 and spend $3,000, and so it goes. Every day will be $1,000 more than the day before, and you're to spend that $1,000. So day 30, you'll be depositing $30,000 and spending $30,000. On day 60, it'll be $60,000, and you'll have to spend $60,000. This is going to be how to expand your wealth consciousness. We're putting you in the gym, and it's going to be a really fun workout. And what's going to happen is that as you get used to playing with more and more of these larger numbers, it's like your mentality is like this rubber band that you've stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched. And when you let go of that rubber band, it never goes all the way back down as small as it was originally. So you will be literally expanding your wealth consciousness. And when you do that, it will start to show up in your life. So that's the game.
What you want to be noticing is this is a game of acting as if.
Get into the feeling.
You need to act as if you are really spending the money. And so you want to pick things that do excite you and thrill you. And the more you get into this game, I feel, the better. There's no better way to spend your day than shopping with your Prosperity Game checkbook. Now, you might go online and look things up. I've bought, you know, exclusive wine cellars and cars and boats and airplanes and helicopters and snowmobiles. It's your job to have fun with this. So a lot of people will come to the game and they will be in patterns about how they're spending their money, trying to be responsible spenders. Well, there's no right way. When you say the word responsible, that means you have a rule. And this is not about rules. This is about really following your bliss so you can spend the money any way you want. If you're noticing that you're in a pattern of giving all the money away every day, I want you to catch yourself because, like Eva said, this is about expanding. And you want to break out of a pattern or do something different. It's like to create the learning. Notice where there's discomfort. Why is it uncomfortable? Notice if you make it not a game and you start making it homework, then it's not doing any good. The purpose of the game is to get you used to allowing a lot of money in and being able to release it because you trust more is coming tomorrow. This game, if you let it, will change your life and you can have a lot of fun doing it. It will get you used to writing very big numbers in your checkbook. And it will get you looking at things that you normally wouldn't look at. I remember the year that I started playing this game, I was looking at a house over in Marin County. It was over $1 million. And if you caught me in a house like that before, I would have been just looking for fun, not even contemplating for a moment that that could be my house. And the first time I walked into a house, I fell in love with it. I started walking around the house, seeing where I would be doing my coaching. Oh, I would be looking out this window, sitting on a love seat right next to the window, and picturing myself in it. And when they told me the price, I, honest to goodness, thought to myself, wow, this is cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do this. And it wasn't until I played the game that I could get in that frame of mind. So let the game work for you. Have a lot of fun, and we'll be checking in with it every week because it's a very important part of what we're doing here. Does anybody have any questions about it? For those of you who are re-auditing and, you know, are going to pick up the Prosperity Game again, you can pick up where you left off last time in the game, the number amount. Like if you were at $200,000, or if you've been playing it consistently, that's great. You can start from the beginning again. Do you want to start at $1,000? Wherever you feel most comfortable. Everybody set? Okay.
Hey.
People have been very creative in our last class. We got someone who did an Excel spreadsheet for the Prosperity Game, and I'll send out that as an attachment. And I think somebody sent out Prosperity Game checks. I'll try and find that one, too.
That'd be great.
Yes, thank you.
Better send it back to me too, Gina.
Okay, gang.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
Very much.
Bye-bye.